when we looked at the final scoreline against Westmeath the last day, 2-16 to 1-6, I didn't realise the margin was as big, but they scored 1-4 in the last couple of minutes, and quite frankly we didn't play well that day because we knew we were through and they knew they had to win.
100%. It was funny, someone said it to me during the week and I was like, we did not lose by that, but then actually when I further looked into it, but yeah, look, there's lots of things from that day, I suppose, that, well, we've a lot of learnings from it obviously as well. You know, we wouldn't have been happy with our performance on the day. As I said, we've been working hard on that sense, and we've still little work on. But yeah, no, you're right. The next week now, we're kind of tapering into the final. The heavy work is done now at this stage, and we're just really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to getting going.
I know you hear the old saying, it doesn't matter what the opposition do, that it's how you play. But the reality is, Westmeath present a different, I suppose, opposition than Laois. So you do have to prepare. You have to, you know, they've a couple of dangerous players, so you have to work out how you are going to counter that. So every game is different, isn't it?
Oh, 100%, yeah. And I mean, we're lucky in the sense that we have the opportunity to review. All games have been recorded, something maybe that we wouldn't have had in the past. Yeah, yeah. So it gives you that opportunity to, and I mean, I suppose how we look at it is, in, we do our homework. And we make sure that we look at areas, I suppose, that where they represent threats, and we look to see how we can counter that. And then we obviously look at areas that we can go after. I mean, we do very much focus on what we're trying to do, but absolutely, it'd be a little bit naive of us not to get the learnings that we would have from playing against. And as you said, they're quality opposition, so we have more learnings from the last day than they do.
They will be very confident of beating in the All-Ireland final last year, played Division 1, played Division 2 in the league, so that obviously will stand to them. But they know too, they're no fools, that they're going to meet a different Wexford team next Sunday than they did in the league at the end of July.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the game in July, it was a must-win game for them, as in, as you mentioned, I suppose at that stage we were through, but they are a serious outfit, and we have a body of work. We've got through a body of work, and yeah, it will certainly be, I can assure you that, it will certainly be a very different Wexford team going out next Sunday, as in, I would imagine that they will prep and prepare similarly to ourselves. But, you know, look at us in, I suppose, as I said to you after the Laois game, they'll go in as favourites, and sure, look, at that's okay, because we've gone in as underdogs every day this year, so we won't complain about that either.
You've a fairly settled 15 start, but you know, games are won by what you have on the bench, I always feel. But one player that caught my eye the last day was Serene Hamilton. She was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, no, she was super. And Shireen has come back. She's been a fantastic underage player in Wexford. She ended up with a bad injury there for about a year and a half or so. So she's really just, I suppose, she's been excellent for us throughout the campaign. But our last day against Laois, she was outstanding. And look, I suppose what I would say is that we have a really good squad of players here. And there will always be people pushing, putting their hand up for certain positions. And that's what we asked for in the last couple of weeks, that people put their hands up and say, look, you know, look at me, pick me. And there's certainly a couple that have done that. But no, we've been delighted with the application of the girls. And yeah, like Shireen, you mentioned, like Kira Banville, I think we spoke about her the last day as well. You know, two young girls coming in really after stepping up to the mark at this level, and it's brilliant to see. It's always important to have that mix of youth and experience, and I think this squad has that. So yeah, no.
Dervla Doyle obviously will come into the equation because she couldn't play the last day because of concussion.
Dervla obviously took a heavy knock against Down and missed the Laois game, but she's been back training full tilt this literally the week after Laois. So yeah, she's put herself right back in contention again. So we've a tough job on our hands.
From your point of view, 7 weeks, good thing in a way, Lizzie, you just had to hit the ground running. You didn't. You came in and it's all positive since.
Just, we've got great momentum, as in
improving too.
Improving, yeah. And I suppose that's been something, and I'm probably like a broken record saying this, but when we started, we talked about day by day, you know, week by week, game by game, and that's what we've done. And I suppose it's a little bit cliche that we, you know, it's literally one day at a time is how we've taken it. But with that, we've come with an intention of adding something every day that we're together. So whether that's in the training field here, whether it's a game, go away, we review, we assess, we come back, and we just try and make it better. But it's all credit to the players, Liam. You know what I mean? As in, like,
facilitator.
Absolutely, 100%. We are only the facilitators. They're the ones who cross the white lines. They're the ones who've put in those fabulous performances. You know what I mean? To close out games. We've had so many different types of games this year and different types of challenges, just even in the championship campaign. So we just stand on one side of the lines. Very little that we can do, as in the players have really stepped up, and they've built and they've created that momentum. And like, as much as losing is a habit, winning is a habit, so we'll happily stay on the winning habit if we can at all.
You have a fair bit of experience there, haven't you? The likes of Clara and Kelly and Roisin, Trina Murray coming back. you know, Aisling, who was brilliant last day on one leg, but she'll be 100% fit the next day.
A lot of them would have been involved in a county minor team that would have won a B All-Ireland. It's a number of years ago now, so I can't say they're young anymore, but they're youngish, but they've got better and better. A lot of those were involved in the 2014 junior final, so they're at it a long time, and they're competing at a really high level at club and at county level for a number of years. And it's all credit to them too, because it's a huge commitment, and as in, you know, they show up, you know, week in, week out, year in, year out, when it going is good and when the going maybe isn't so good. So I'm really delighted for those girls, because, you know, they've given a huge amount to Wexford football. So the icing on the cake would obviously be a positive result next weekend.
I think Wexford deserve to be senior up there, and they should be up there, really, shouldn't they?
Massive tradition in ladies football, and, you know, a really vibrant club scene here in Wexford, and great underage talent coming through year on year. So 100%, that's where we should be aiming to be, and that's where we want to be. And I suppose we've been building on this, and this has been building for a long time. Obviously, you know, that success in 2014 with the junior All-Ireland, you know, Shane McCormack came in after that, and a really good build phase, and another couple of years they had Leinster success, Division 3 success, you know. So this isn't at the same time an overnight thing either. There's a lot of people, you know, around the county who have done a huge volume of work at underage level, at development level. You know, Peter O'Brien is involved here with our setup, and himself and Shane Murphy have been involved with underage teams in the county working in development. So, you know, I suppose, as they say, it takes a village, it takes a county to get to an All-Ireland. And, you know, the amount of work that has gone on at club level with these girls, you know, their families, underage county, as I said, you know, so there's a huge number of people's fingerprints on this, and it's delighted, and I'm delighted for them as well, because they're the unsung heroes in this. And but absolutely, we should be aiming to be in competing at senior level, and that should be the target, and that's where we're hoping to go.
The difference in any sport is the pace that you do things. You get punished if you're sluggish on the ball, and I'm sure that's something that you've been working on. Move the ball quickly, don't bring the ball into contact, which we did a lot against Westmeath that day because we're under a little bit of pressure, and I'm sure that'll be the aim in the wide open spaces of Croke Park.
We have fantastic players who are capable of playing a really, really good running game, and I think Croke Park will suit that. But we speak about it a lot. Games are won and lost in transition. How quick we can get up the field and how quick we can get back the field, and I think that'll be hugely important. That's an area that we've really worked hard on, as in, so you're trying to sniff out some of their threats, but we're trying to utilise where we're good, where we're strong going forward. And it'll be hugely important that we're obviously good in possession. Like, these girls are good on the ball, you know what I mean? They know what to do. So it's, I suppose, very simple. Like, move the ball, move the player, good decisions, as in that's kind of a little bit of our mantra as well. And I think if we do that, and I think we will get a performance on Sunday, and I feel if we get a performance, we won't be too far away from a result.
I suppose one thing Westmeath will bring ahead of Laois will be that little bit of experience.
Yeah, no, and obviously, you know, they've been in a final last year. They've had that experience of Division 1. You know, they have a couple of season campaigns, more than a couple. I suppose they have a really good mix of youth and experience in there as well. So it's certainly a different challenge, but I suppose, and this is a credit to the girls as well, like, every day we've gone out this year, it's been a different challenge, you know. I mean, we played Longford in our second game and it was just attritional, really, and like, we scraped over the line with a point in the last minute, but that element of resilience and that element of just kind of never say die attitude got us over, and it was a hugely important result. And like, Westmeath had lost to Longford earlier in the campaign, and you know, I suppose, you know, any challenge that's been thrown at the girls this year, I mean, we went into the Down game, and again, as I said, I was listening to someone that sent me a podcast. I think we'd been tipped to be relegated this year, and going into the Down game, they said, look, we apologise to Wexford, but yeah, we think Down's going to win it. And a similar mantra against the Laois game. So these girls just keep defying the odds, and you know what I mean, and it will be a massive challenge next weekend. There's no like hiding that fact, but as I said, I feel if we can get a performance that we're capable of, we won't be too far away at the end. You know, Laois really squeezed us at an element during the game. They had nothing to lose, and I suppose that's a good learning for us, and that's where, you know, they nearly got themselves back into the game. Always felt comfortable that the girls were going to close it out, but I think I was the only one, I think, from talking to people afterwards, as in everyone was a little bit nervy in the stand. But no, and that is something that we need to, I suppose, learn from and whatnot. It's great when you can break that press, because it obviously gives you opportunities, but the trick is being able to break it and not losing ball in those areas. But again, it's another learning, another day. That was a bit of a learning from that day at the office, so that's certainly something that we've been working on.
Your marquee player, so to speak, if they play well, the team generally plays well. That's the reality of sport, isn't it? And somebody then else might surprise you, somebody that you might have a little worry at the back of your mind about could be the player of the match.
Yeah, no, completely.
Strange, isn't it?
It is. And I guess with this group, as in, it is very much about the unit, though, and as in how we play, how we defend, how we attack. It's about the unit. So what you'll often find is, you know, you see other people putting up their hands, and that's what we'll take next weekend. We will need everyone, I suppose, putting in probably the maximum performance and some. That's what it's going to take, because All Irelands aren't easy got, and they're hard to get there, but they're hard to win. So that's what we'll be looking for all the girls next weekend, just to really, I suppose, they've been playing all their lives to have this opportunity, so now they just need to go out and perform, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them perform in Croke Park. I'm really looking forward to seeing them go out and play.